Hey, welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 346, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 1. Plus 1.
Hey. We're back at the bottom. Six banger coming up.
We're getting dangerously close to, by the time I'm done saying the number of the episode, we have gone the full hour.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah, so just a heads up. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening and joining us today. You know how this show goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my Corolla Digital Bud and Kaylin and Matt. With me today, Gary Smith.
What's up, what's up?
Hey, Gary. And Kaylin Beans. From Long Beach. Hey, Kaylin. And all the way in Austin, Texas, Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Matt. Mike Dawson is not here. He's had his flight canceled like twice already.
Yeah. Dawson's been having a tough go with the airlines. He's out in a remote part of the country. Can't seem to get back. But
he can't leave Knoxville.
Yeah.
Tennessee.
There's like crazy storms and stuff, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's just an epidemic of airlines canceling flights just across the board. Not even for weather, just like cost savings and stuff.
Yeah, there's been a lot of flight cancellations lately. All over the country. So Dawson is just getting hit.
Yeah.
Every time. I mean, he had a big flight delay last time. Now he just can't get back to California. I mean, if he would have started driving, we would have been here by now. But he's just waiting for the next flight. Anyway, speaking of storms, what's going on with your state, Matt? Is everyone just getting drenched and flooded?
Yeah, apparently. I'm doing just fucking fine over here, though. Rain was really, really coming down yesterday, and I just sat out on our little sun deck, and the wind was blowing in such a way where I could sit down and not get wet at all. And so I just sat out there watching the storm for like, I don't know, half an hour, and it was freaking awesome. Just
don't thunder forget and the lightning. Part where you were smoking a joint the whole time.
I was not. I should have, but I'm not so bold to do that in my backyard. I don't want to disrespect my neighbors here.
Oh, but, really? You won't do it in the backyard?
Not my first choice. Not my first
Where
choice.
Else do you do it?
In the house, Kaylin. Come on, don't be stupid.
Well, that's, yeah.
In my car. I get in my car and I drive 25 miles away. Yeah. But anyway, there was definitely like the first crazy storm of the year. You could feel that it went down, and apparently in a much more southern area than where I am, it got really, really flooded, but it was totally fine where I was. It was awesome.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I still can't get over the fact that you won't do it outside, but yeah, because that smell does travel very far, and you don't want the neighbors just go like, oh, California. Yeah,
exactly.
That California guy.
Yeah.
Stinking up our air.
Yeah, that makes sense. Matt, is it like monsoon rain? Does it come at a specific time of day?
I mean, I'm a total amateur when it comes to this, so I don't really know. But generally, yeah, I guess it's kind of been in the late afternoon. But
well, so here's the reason I ask is when I first got to college, it started raining at exactly 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it rained like nothing you've ever seen for about 45 minutes, and then it stopped. And that happened 3 days in a row. And finally, I said something to someone. And apparently, during monsoon season in southern Arizona, like that just happens for like 6 weeks. Every day at 3:30, 4 o'clock, it starts raining for 45 minutes to the point that it floods the entire city, and then it stops.
Yeah, that's why Arizona doesn't want to do daylight savings times because they're like, nature does it. We're on a clock already.
We're on
like,
God's time.
That's yeah, we're on God's it. Time. Yeah, so that makes more sense. That's crazy. Just
it was so confusing. It was that, and then the first time I walked into a bank and a guy walked up behind me with a gun on his hip, and I was positive the bank was being robbed.
Yeah,
were the two like big culture shocks to me when I first got there.
Yes, was did he give your wallet back after you threw it at him?
No, I just sat there and I kind of took solace in the fact that no one else seemed to be tripping. So I was definitely sitting there with a racing heartbeat, but I was just looking around and no one else was reacting to it. And I was just like, you know, it's not like he was even attempting to hide it. It was very openly carried, like, you know, which
it's kind of like when we all were wearing masks and walking into banks and stores and stuff. It felt really weird going into stores with masks and everything too, just because it, you know, if a person woke up from a coma and that was their first day. They saw me walk in with a mask.
That would be confusing.
Yeah,
AF.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we got a lot of pod today. I'm excited. We took the vacation, the dark week off, and it was quite relaxing, quite nice. Kalen, you were missed last week during the Patreon episode because we did get together and do a little Zoom remote show.
Yeah.
Which is fun. I highly recommend anybody to subscribe to our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/watercooler to get those episodes.
We've done two. We've done two since we last released a free show. Is that correct?
That is correct. We have done two. And the reason we've done two is because we don't ever miss the Patreon. We may take weeks off for Christmas and stuff for this part of it, but we never miss on Patreon, except when I forget to ask people for their plugs, which you'll hear at the end of today's show.
Yeah, yeah. We'll explain that later. Do you have a dryer sheet coming out of your shirt?
It's very possible. Sure do.
Been there all day. All day.
No wonder it
smells.
It
smelled great. Yeah.
Thank you.
I saw it kind of just kind of poking up. Wow. I was thinking, Gary has zero static electricity on him right now.
I went out to lunch with a friend in downtown Burbank. I've been walking around like an asshole all day.
No, that's not as bad as like the toilet paper on the shoe. Just
correct.
The dryer sticking out of your dryer sheet sticking out of your collar.
Or fuck it, toilet paper sticking out of the top of his shirt.
Yeah, that's
that
not good either.
Been weird.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a dryer sheet, if that wasn't a dryer sheet and it was something else like a napkin or something,
I was deeply disturbed. I was hoping a bunch of handkerchiefs tied to each other and then after about a mile of pulling it out, it pulls out your boxers.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
that's one of my favorite magic tricks.
Gary amazing. Had been planning this magic trick all day. He'd just been waiting for one person to ask him about it.
Oh, this? So we do have a flick in, which I'm excited about. Kaylin's going to flick The Black Phone.
Yeah, I'm scared.
I was really excited to see this movie. Kaylin and I, we've been playing a little phone tag, just teasing each other about watching this
black
thing.
Black phone tag.
Well, I was very surprised.
Name
because
of the movie, Gary.
Just saying, it's 2022, Matt.
Oh, yeah. If any of you guys watched or remember our movie night on the movie Hush, you will know that Chris and Gary are not huge fans of horror movies.
But I'm fun to watch them with.
That is
absolutely.
Definitely true. I think that was my favorite movie night. So when Chris texted me out of the blue, hey, I want to see The Black Phone, I went, no way you want to see The Black Phone. And yeah, that turned into a game of phone tag in which we were going to go to the movie and see it, but sadly, that never ended up happening.
No, well, we always did the thing where it's like, we'll do it someday. Let's do it. That'd be really fun. But we never set the date. Yeah. We never set the exact date, which, I mean, that's just something that socially, guys, if you really want something to happen, just throw out a day. Just because otherwise, it'll never happen.
Right.
Yeah. So, and Kayla and I, we never threw out the day. So, but either way, I've said it before on this show, very little bums me out more than when a person plans to see a movie with you and then goes and watches it without you.
Yeah,
which is what Kalen did.
You know what? I knew that this was coming. So there's two things that I will say. I watched this movie last week today, and it was maybe a week before on this show. I wasn't on it, but I was listening to it that Chris, you said, if a movie is streaming, you will not go see it in the theater.
Well,
You said if it is streaming,
I'm
will not.
I'm trying to see if I could defy my own logic there, and I can't. Yeah, that's true.
On top of that, I saw that it was streaming, and it's on Peacock. Which is you know one of the side streaming apps, not one of the mainstream ones.
Dang,
Jesus,
some Peacock shade.
Jeff Zucker, look out!
Wow!
Whoa!
Dang!
So I noticed.
Oh, the shade gong just rang.
I noticed it was on there, but I'm like, what are the chances that Chris knows that this is on streaming? Probably not very much because, again, it is one of the side apps, not one of the main ones.
Kalen, so mere 2 weeks prior, I sent you a picture of Peacock because Velocipastor was playing.
Velocipastor. That's true. That is true. So I took a picture. I took a picture of Black Phone. It's on Peacock, and I sent it to Chris, and I waited. And I waited for about an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Oh, you gave me the hour. Thank you.
I gave you the hour. I didn't hear anything back. I went, all right, I feel like that's enough buffer. I'm turning it on.
The hour?
The hour. I gave him the hour.
The hour.
He really wanted to watch the movie.
I really wanted to watch the movie.
Kaylee sent that at 3 a.m. I was in bed. I saw that. I get it. I don't blame you. I'm just bummed. Remember, I told the story about Jake and Jason. infamously from the Jake and Jason stories that I tell.
Yeah, correct. The made-up stories.
They saw The Happening without me, and then they told me it sucked. I was so bummed I went and watched The Happening by myself and just pretend to love it just to spite them.
That didn't age well.
It didn't age. I hated it. I hated it immediately, but it was great. You guys didn't get it. But yeah, so anyway, Kalen, you watched The Black Phone.
I did.
I'm excited here, but can we just go in a flick in the bean?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hell yeah.
We all want to know what day.
What day?
Your opinion's what we need.
We need.
So, Kalen, get on that mic.
That mic
and flick the bean.
Oh, Kalen, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
The Black Phone was written and directed by Scott Derrickson, who also did Doctor Strange, Sinister 1 and 2, and The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
That is a good CV right there of movies. I like that.
He knows his way around a horror movie and Doctor Strange. It's based on a short story, and this is a Blumhouse production. Produced by Jason Blum,
Good sign for horror movies again.
Good sign for horror movies.
That's right. Shudder didn't get this one.
Yeah, lately it's that title has maybe gone down a little bit with a few of the Blumhouse production movies in the recent years.
Throwing shade left and right. Kalen, first Peacock, now Blumhouse. Jesus,
Kalen,
look
Kalen,
out if you are a major media company.
Kalen talked about an app called Shudder, which I think you could only watch on your phone. I don't know what it was, but then he mentions Peacock once, and that's the side app.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's all cool with Hulu, whose user interface is just absolutely garbage. Yeah. God.
It got a little better.
Wait till Love Actually comes out, though.
Yeah, that's yeah. Look out.
That's bringing up some nice rom-coms. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
All right, so the movie stars Ethan Hawke, the two main child actors, Mason Thames and Madeline McGaw. And then
Wow! Wow! That was beautiful.
That was, because I wasn't even looking at him.
It also stars Jeremy Davies, who you would most recognize from Saving Private Ryan. He plays Corporal Upham. He's like the kind of nerdy, scrawny guy who's running around not knowing what he's doing the whole time, like hiding at the final battle scene. He's in it too. The movie's an hour and 43 minutes long. An $18 million budget. It has made $155 million at the box office.
I would call that a success.
Yeah.
Smashing success.
Yes.
It has an 82% critic rating and 88% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That budget would be, I mean, that box office would be $30 more if Kalen would call me back. Just saying.
And the movie, if you don't know, is a coming-of-age supernatural horror movie about a 13-year-old boy who gets abducted by a serial child abductor named the Grabber and begins receiving phone calls from a disconnected phone in the captor's basement. It also takes place in the 70s. Obviously very excited for this movie. Excited for this movie. Ton of hype. I really love the story a lot. I think it's very original and it's very suspenseful. And this is one of the reasons I'm sort of glad that we didn't go see this in the theater, Chris, because this movie is just not that scary. And the whole reason I was so floored by you wanting to see this movie was because it was a horror movie. And I did not find it that scary. But if you remember, I reviewed a movie a little while ago called Fresh on Hulu about I forget his guy. The guy that plays Tommy Lee.
Will Smith.
Hulu.
Oh,
definitely not. He also plays Bucky in the Avengers movies.
Yeah, that guy. I know what you're talking about.
Anyway,
yeah.
He abducts the girl, and he's a cannibal. He starts eating people. Anyway, a lot of people find like abduction movies to be way more scary because they're so much more realistic than like a ghost movie or whatever. And so, in that sense, I could see why people would find it more scary, but I didn't.
Yeah,
I
will say there is the movies like Taken and Hostel. What that did to European travel by American women, it just decreased. Like European travel with American girls decreased probably 20% after those movies came out. I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I just assume.
Do a Freakonomics episode.
Yeah, it's certainly same thing with like Sideways and Merlot.
You, Italy boy.
Yeah. Oh well, no, I was fine. I don't. No, little Filipino boys don't get taken. Well, there's one.
You haven't seen all the movies.
I went to Mexico like 2 years ago or something with Jen and a few of our friends. And this is one of those trips where really I only knew two. We only knew two of the people there, and then those two people had all of their other friends there. So it was just kind of like we met like there was like 10 of us, but we only knew two other people there. And I told Jen, I'm going to go. I got to go to the ATM and get some pesos just because I don't have any cash on me. And they do cash. So I walk away. I go to the ATM down the block. It's not working. I'm like, okay, I'll go to the next one. So I walk and try to find another one. Soon later, I'm about four blocks away trying to find another ATM that works. I'm asking around. They're directing me to places. I can't find it. And there's just like a Mexican town. And then I'm walking around, and now there's like a food cart. I'm like, all right, well, I gotta get a little something. I mean, I walk this far.
You have no pesos.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have some for me. Like, I have enough. But we need more for like tonight, like when we go out.
Okay.
And so I get that, and then I'm walking back, and there's this place selling tequila, and I'm talking to the guy there, and he's like, you want some tequila with me? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And so he's just pouring shots of tequila. We're just drinking tequila together. And I'm like, yeah, give me a couple bottles of those tequilas. So I grab a couple bottles of those. I walk back, and I turn the corner, and Jen is sobbing. She's like, oh my God, where the hell were you? Like, we're all looking for you right now. And I'm like kind of buzzed. I'm like, what? Like, I got you guys some tequila. What's going on? Like, I guess I was gone for a little longer. And Jen was just so she is very upset. She got the gang, like,
you know why? Because little Filipino boys get taken.
Yeah, I know. Well, I go back, and there's like some of the people didn't go out and look for me because they're like, oh, he's fine. Like, yeah. So like they're
plus,
like,
they're all like, who?
They're playing a board. Yeah, they're playing a board game. I know, it was second most humiliating thing that happened to me that trip. So they
was number one.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hear number one. So I don't know why you're going so like you're getting back to the story. Hard stop. And what was number one?
I'm talking that.
No. You're gonna distract us. And we're gonna forget. You tell us now.
I won't forget. So I go back. They're playing a board game. Writing this down.
Write that down.
First goddamn note I've written on this show ever.
I'm holding these two bottles of tequila, like a six pack of beer. I'm like, hey, got some drinks. Like I ended up find an ATM on the way back. Got some drinks, that's the stuff. And then and you're like, yeah, Jen was worried that you were kidnapped. She's like, she was ready to quit her job, blah blah blah. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna live here now. This is my new life, is in Mexico on the search for Chris. I blame the True Crime Podcast personally.
Doesn't help.
Yeah. and all the True Crime shows. Yeah, Matt, look what you've done. But anyway, and I didn't have my phone. I guess that helps. Like I left my phone.
Oh, that's not a good look.
Yeah, because I thought I was just going to the ATM, but I went up.
You just leave it on the floor, like behind a men's stall in the bathroom, like in a very
broken
place. Like, holy shit!
That wouldn't have been wise.
911 dialed, but not called yet.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
But my buddy Andrew, who was there, he's like, Jen's like, oh my God, he's taking. He looks at me and looks at Jen, and goes, who would take him? and I was like, oh, yeah. I'm mildly insulted, but I agree as well. So anyway, there you go. And all these people who I didn't really know were out looking for me and stuff. I was like, oh, I feel bad.
So what was number one?
I feel bad.
Yeah.
Number one was we took a boat to a private – like there's you know, all these like little beaches that, you know, I would say private, but they're just not nobody there. And we swam out to the beach. We'd frolic in the sand and the water, have a great time.
Frolicking on the beaches in Mexico. And Matt's accusing me of being Mr. Moneybags. What the fuck is going on?
Wait, why is that?
Are you private beach in Mexico? It's not you're frolicking?
I say it's private, but it's just uninhabited. Like, there's nobody there. So maybe it's private
secluded.
To us. Secluded. That's the word I was looking
Fair
for.
Enough.
A secluded beach for us to frolic in the sand and in the water. And so we frolicked for a few hours, and then we had to get back.
Hours,
yeah, dude.
That's a long frolic.
Oh, we frolicked. We frolic. We dude.
You frolic for like a mile.
Frolic.
Yeah. If I frolic, I'm gonna frolic. All right. Yeah. So
you think anyone's ever completed a marathon as a frolic? Like that was the pace they kept.
Yeah. No, I don't think you can frolic for marathon lengths. I think you would be dead. Yeah.
Your name should be Frank, though. Frolic Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if your name's Frank and you're in a marathon, get yourself a good nickname there. I basically hooked you up. So we're done, and now it's time to get back onto the boat, and so we have to swim back out to the boat. And I'm picking everything up. There's still a six pack of beer left. So I'm grabbing that, and we're gonna swim back to the boat. I'm like,
So in the timeline, this was after the first thing. So you had this experience. And you're like, God, that's the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to me on this trip.
Yeah, wipe my hands clean. Like, later. All right, there we go. So
that was my thing. Know.
Yeah. So all the girls, I say they're 10. They're probably like 12 people, like 14 people. All the girls and all the guys, they swim back to the boat. I'm the last one because I'm like grabbing stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I can swim back to this boat, no problem. But the tide's coming in kind of hard. Tide's coming in. Waves are coming in hard. And, I'm ducking. I'm going. And I'm paddling with this six-pack. And I look to my left, look to my right, and everybody's gone. And I go, I am not moving. I'm paddling so hard, and I'm not moving. I will say I wasn't in the best shape of my life either, too. So I'm going, and I remember just looking up, and that boat is just not getting any closer, but they're all just sitting in there waiting for me, right? and I'm getting tired now. I got these beers with me, and I have to stop paddling. I just look up and go, I need someone to get me. Guys, I'm sorry. I need someone to get me. I don't know. The tide's coming in kind of strong, and this is the last thing I wanted. I'm starting to cramp up.
Please tell me that they threw that little circular thing to you and like pulled you back on the rope.
It's honestly the most humiliating thing on that trip that happened to me. Like top three in my life. Like I. This is the last.
What are the other
thing.
Two. You took it there. You took it there.
This is what it's like to have a conversation with Gary. Anyway, so I'm paddling as hard as I can. I stick my head up. I go, guys, I need help. And Andrew, the guy's like, nobody, who's gonna take him? He like looks at me, looks at the boat, and just looks at me and goes, seriously? like in the most matter-of-fact way. Like, seriously?
So that is something no woman would ever do to another woman, but a dude would 100% do that to his dude friends.
So they're surfers too. So they threw out a board at me and I grabbed it and got on. But everyone's just sitting there. They're already dry now. They're like bone dry because they've been waiting for me.
Now, did you save the beers in the long run?
Yeah, the beers got there too.
Well,
but
that's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Because I gave them to a guy before I could.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You handed him off before you were rescued?
Handed him off, yeah.
Priorities.
But anyway, and the rest of that trip, I'm just like, great. I'm that guy.
Yeah, and you're that guy when most of the group are new people.
They're new people. They're all like really good surfers, really good swimmers. It's akin to me like being like I went on that golf trip and I've never golfed before. I'm like, I'm just slowing everybody down and great now. So it a little bit of a gray cloud on that trip. But anyway, I didn't get taken to Mexico, although I did go off on my own for a while. And Jen was horrified. And there you go. Anyway, so being taken.
Black phone.
Black phone. We're back.
Great movie.
Yeah. So last I left off. Yeah, it's about an abduction.
Last I left off.
Yeah, dude.
You may remember.
That's what the water cooler is.
Yeah. Hey. That story was absolutely worth it. I'll say that. Best interruption ever. definitely not scary enough for me. Ethan Hawke is fucking awesome in this movie, though. I mean, he's pretty much covered up entirely the whole time by this great mask that is for sure going to be everyone's Halloween mask this year.
Really solid mask. The poster, it's nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's really badass. But I was a little bit bummed with his character. There's not really enough kind of backstory on the character.
Are you saying he didn't grab you?
Oh, he grabbed me, all right.
That was good. That was good.
It seemed like he had like a multiple personality thing going on, but that was never really explained. There's also, I'll just say, this side story, if you will, that he's involved with that is completely unnecessary in the movie. I don't know why it's in there at all. And I wish they had just kind of scrapped that for maybe a little bit more on his character, because he's great. He's really, yeah, really good. I mean, you can't even see, like, you can't see his whole face throughout the entire movie. He's fantastic. They do a somewhat good job explaining some of the things that come up, like, you know, why wouldn't the main character just do such and such? So they do an okay job kind of covering those bases, but there are a couple other small aspects of the movie that are questionable. Overall, definitely enjoyed it. I really like the story. I love the suspense. The acting all around is great. The kid actors in it are great too. And it's Kaelin, just a,
before yeah. you, I got to ask, did you know that the short story written by someone named Joe Hill is Stephen King's son?
Really? No, I did
King
not
of the
know
Hill?
That.
That's right. Yeah. King of the Hill. He wrote that too.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yes. That's fun. It's a very well-made movie. It's just, it needed to be scarier and cleaned up a little bit, like I said. It reminded me a lot of a sandwich from Fat Sal's.
Oh, I feel like I can already tell.
Yeah, I know what that means.
For those of you who are unaware of Fat Sal's, it is a sandwich chain started by Turtle from Entourage here in Los Angeles. It was very big, you know, a few years ago, and very popular. They expanded to like 3 locations.
They've got one in Austin.
Oh, yeah?
Did they really?
Yeah, I went to the one in Austin.
Keep talking.
Sorry, yeah. Matt. It's like down by all the bars and stuff. Like, so when,
just Google Fat Sal's. It's a gluttony on a hoagie.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. They put it's when you look at their menu, it is intimidating, but it looks awesome. I mean, they throw like, it's like whatever kind of sandwich. They throw onion rings, French fries, mozzarella sticks, gravy. Like, they do the works, and you're just so excited for it. And then you eat it, and it's not like it's bad, but after you're done, you're like, okay, maybe I don't need French fries and mozzarella sticks in my sandwich. That just, you know, it's a little bit too much. And
said,
you know,
only you. Get out of here. I need it.
More basic. I want a more basic, actually good sandwich than...
So you need to do what Matt does, which is he doesn't get one of the fat sandwiches. He gets one of their, like, hoagies or whatever. And it's still intense for a hoagie, but it's not... It doesn't have chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks and shit in it.
Also, the location in Austin permanently closed.
Oh, bummer. Sorry, bro. I didn't mean to tease you.
No, it's all good. I will also say that I've always thought of Ethan Hawke as the mozzarella sticks of the acting world, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't mind it. Yeah. You know, you always want a little bit of mozzarella sticks with whatever you're eating.
And we have to also mention Ethan Hawke, former contestant of The Hunger Dome.
That's right.
That's what I said, former.
I think he's the reason it started. Right?
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
Well, it was Ethan Hunt versus James Bond, and then Ethan Hawke just snuck his way in there. That's what happened. Right.
Anyway, The Black Phone is flickable. I gave it 7.9 out of 10.
Yay. How do you guys feel about fries in your food as an ingredient rather than like a side dish? Like the California burrito is what we do out here, where, yeah, it's just a burrito but with French fries in it. I personally, if I can answer first, I'm okay with it. I don't love it, but the reheat value, it diminishes exponentially if you put fries inside of it.
Yeah, and... I agree with you. I'm okay with it. I don't necessarily need it every time. It really also depends on like how they cook the French fries, because if they're just like not fried well and they're like thick with a lot of potato, it's basically just like putting potato into the burrito. But yeah, it's more of a novelty for me.
Mm.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say while you guys are fucking totally wrong.
Please say you don't like it.
I do not like it.
Oh,
when it comes to French fries, you
Matt
have to be the one that's in charge of the moisture content. And when it's sitting in a burrito or wedged in between the pieces of bread of a sandwich, I can't control the moisture of my fries. They get too soggy. It's half of the experience. You lose the texture of it. I don't mind a little bit of moisture, but I want to be in charge of it. Now,
yeah,
there is one exception to this, and that is the fry that gets stuck to the cheese on the side of your burger, like your fast food burger. And in that scenario, I will not take a bite of the sandwich with the fry, but I will peel the fry off, enjoy that fry separately, and it's spectacular.
It's cheese fries at that point.
At that point, it's magic. Yeah. Exactly.
I used to put fries in the burgers too, yeah.
What about – okay, how do you feel about this one though? potato chips in the sandwich.
Sure. That's different. That's different.
That's yeah, totally
I know.
Different.
I know. I know. But I'm on the camp that is not about it. Hey, I do Kaylin. Not need to put the potato chips in the sandwich.
You hate,
I can happily.
You hate enhancement?
Yeah. If you ever do decide you want that, I got a spot for you in Indio, California.
That's right. It's right yeah. near the Coachella Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll take a trip out there. Yep.
Yeah. It adds a nice crunch. Come on.
For sure.
It's a once every
year.
10 sandwiches, 12 sandwiches for me where I go, yeah, sure, why not? It like occurs to me. It's not something where I think of it every time.
Yeah, but then you're bummed because you ate your sandwich with all your chips in it, and now you don't have a little side thingy. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, that
the
was
side
it?
Thingy.
I don't have a bigger, side thingy?
Buy a bigger bag of chips.
Dish.
The other thing
macaroni
is
macaroni salad or something.
The other thing is you got to be careful what kind of chips you use because you don't like, you know, the hot thing right now are those like kettle cooked chips, you know, that they're really hard and they're delicious, but I don't know if I want that on my sandwich so much as I want like an easier chip
to
break apart, a Lay's, correct.
Yeah.
Those kettle chips destroy your mouth. Speaking of
that's why they're my favorite.
Yeah, speaking of that. Yeah, Kaylin, you have that salt?
I do have the salt. It's the hot fire salt.
Yeah, so that's the stuff that Kaylin's been addicted to.
Okay.
And he basically gave me a pack at Gary Jr.'s birthday, like a drug deal.
I just eat this straight out of the pack.
Brought you this and just handed it to me. And I tried it. Delicious. Great flavor. I hear they're for beer, by the way. At least somebody in the Facebook group put that there. Destroyed my mouth.
So it's essentially just the ingredients. The main ingredients are iodized salt, sugar, chili powder, citric acid.
What is wrong with
imagine
you
guys? Imagine each grain though, each crystal is shaped like a baby knife and it just tears apart your gums. It's my like God.
A snowflake of death.
Yeah. It's delicious, but there's some pain involved. And yeah, some people like that, I guess. Like the people who really like the super spicy stuff and things like that. But woo-wee. Let's see. You guys want
Kaylin, the first time I hear word that you're snorting that. You are checking yourself in.
Yeah.
And I'll recognize I finally have a problem with that,
yes.
If it ever comes to that.
Yeah. Just keep it in the mouth, man. But it was weird at Gary Jr.'s birthday when you took some, you rubbed it into your gums. Like, don't do that. That looks bad at a kid's party. Yeah. So I would.
You're making a joke, but that's actually that's very accurate as how I eat it sometimes. Because I'll just eat it off my finger, so I'm essentially doing that.
Just keep it out of your nose, Kaylin.
Not a good look, man. All right, you guys need some comments?
Yeah.
Let's do it. It's time for listener
comments. All right, let's see. Oh, Scott Phillips wrote in. Scott, I met him at a recent live show, and this will help because we were talking about
where are these comments from, by the way.
Oh, that is
just
a great question.
In case people are wondering.
That's a great question, Matt. you can comment away by joining our Facebook group. Just go to facebook.com/groups/BoboBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions, and we might let you in. And also, it's my favorite place.
It's free.
It's free. It's free. So, yeah, please join and hang out. It's such a cool community. So we were talking about Braille, reading Braille. And,
yes.
And what it'd be much easier for people who can see because that's who we're thinking of. We're thinking of Braille. But if rather than the dots, they just had the letters, the actual
alphabet.
And you felt that, right?
Yeah,
Like
I can easily feel what a T would feel like.
Yeah,
or like the letter E.
Right,
an X.
I mean,
Q.
The capital goes off.
Missing letters. I don't even have my headphones on, and it's pissing me off.
Well, Scott Phillips is a listener of ours. He is actually a blind guy. I met him. He's a blind guy. So
hey.
we have some. Real insight? No, that's not right. Anyway,
choice of words.
No.
Well, he says, "Hey guys, you know I'm blind," which I just told you I knew he was blind though. And Braille is a bitch.
That's because you met him. That's how you knew he was blind, because you met him in person.
He pulled balls for Adam. I got him to pull the balls for Adam, and I go, he's like, I'm kind of blind. I thought he wrote, I'm kind of blind, but he wrote, I'm blind. But people just write, oh, yeah, I'm blind, by the way, so I'm, you know, I'll have trouble. But we all say we're blind, like, if we can't see. Like, Gary was blind in Salt Lake City. Like, oh, I'm blind. Like,
that was a little different, but yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, or if Gary takes off his glasses, oh, can you read this? Sorry, I'm blind. I got to put my glasses on. Like, we just say it casually.
Right.
So I thought he was saying it casually.
Well, here's the thing. He's typing you a message. So that's got to be a little bit confusing as, like, okay, but you just emailed me. So
the,
like,
email was in regular letters. He didn't email me Braille,
you didn't get
Braille symbols.
Dots?
No. So so I did the math, and I said, okay, pull balls. Let's do it. And so I meet him, and He has the stick with a white stick with a red tip. He is blind, like, he's talking to me, and he is not looking in my direction at all. And he's like, oh, my wife has to join me on stage because
I was going to say, your job is to pull a ball and read it.
And read it, yeah. And he's like, oh, my wife's going to join me on stage too. So, and she'll read it. She'll whisper in my ear, and then I'll say it. I'm like,
okay.
Adam's going to kill me.
I'm in danger.
And by the way, it's a dark comedy club. Not that it would matter for him, but it's also – he has to manage to walk his way onto the stage from where he's sitting.
Right.
Right, and get guided over.
So he's got to navigate through. Like, and look, these comedy clubs don't exactly make wide aisles and stuff for you to walk through. They want to sell those seats. So
now – and also in the back of my head, or maybe more towards the middle and front, is he's going to eat shit and I'm going to get in trouble. Right? And
a club!
So he – Adam calls his name. I give Adam the heads up, calls his name. Scott and his lovely wife walk up there. They do a great job, and it all worked out. So
that's awesome.
And Scott is a true Bobo boy. Anyway, Scott says he learned Braille. He says, as far as Braille goes, I learned at 30, but you lose it if you don't use it. I can do letters and such to label in the kitchen, but electronics have really taken over. My iPhone reads everything. And I feel – when I go in the elevator, I feel for the tactile numbers, not the Braille.
See? So he does – he would like it the way that you were proposing that, because he does it for the numbers. He feels on the tactile part. Now, I need to know –
even blind people agree with me. This is a better system.
Only blind people agree with you. I need to know how are you emailing? Is it all just like dictated through Siri? Like is – like, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be interested.
So, I mean, we can type blind. We're not – Kalen can't.
I can't.
His is flawless. I mean, I can type blind, but if I really like tried to put on a blindfold, I'm sure I would not be as good as his.
Not flawless, because when he says, you know I'm blind, he used quotations instead of the apostrophe and I'm. So, Scott.
Step it up.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Everything else is perfect. let's see here. David Paris says, I noticed recently that there's been some discussion regarding Fernet. I know of a pretty decent cocktail served in pubs around Slovakia. Bavarian beer is basically stock Fernet and tonic water with a lemon. Nice, refreshing drink, in my opinion. I would drink that. That sounds
tasty.
Sounds pretty good.
Tonic water has a ton of calories in it.
Yeah, I don't like tonic water.
Yeah, it tastes like nothing, does it? Does it actually have
That's what people say. For me, club soda tastes like nothing. Yeah. Tonic water tastes like tonic water.
I guess like
it has a distinct taste to me. I don't know, but you know, maybe it's one of those things where some people think that what is it? Cilantro tastes like soap.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe you just have like a maybe you just have a better palate than all of us, including Chef Fondelet.
I feel like tonic water and club soda. I confuse the two all the time. In fact, this recently came up where I bought the wrong stuff for some Aperol Spritz cocktails, and I feel like both phrases are extremely confusing. Like, why is one water and one is soda? They're both carbonated. What about club? Are we supposed to like associate with club soda? I guess tonic. Okay, tonic. It's got like some tonic to it. But like, what's the club? What are we going for here?
A long rant.
I love it. Kalen was soaking all that in. If you watch the video on YouTube, that was wonderful. But I totally agree.
That was great.
Why are we calling it tonic water and club soda? And it just, yeah, it is confusing.
Well, in Europe, don't they call club soda something else?
They call it water with what are
bubbles?
No, not bubbles.
What's it with bubbles?
Is it carbonated water?
Wait, it's oh gosh, I was
fizzy?
Just
is it fizzy water?
I was just in Italy. Yeah, it's I'll know if I hear it, but I water
sparkling.
No, it's not sparkling. Gosh, people are yelling at their podcast. You know, I was on the phone with Jen the other day on the drive home, actually yesterday, and we're talking, and I could tell Jen's kind of already getting over our lovely conversation. She's like, "All right, well, I'll see you when I get home." And I go, "What? You don't want to talk anymore?" She's like, "Well, I'm listening to this podcast. I want to finish." And I go, "Jen, you have an actual podcaster on your speakers right now, and he is responding to you. Like, you can hear him talk, and he is
Seltzer.
No. Oh, not I'm not.
That
thinking
was what I was thinking. Oh, okay. Sorry,
Seltzy.
Yeah, Seltzy.
Seltzer. And so I'm like, "Jen, I you actually have a podcaster who you can respond to. So not only are you listening to him talk, but when you say something, he actually reacts. That's way better than any podcast you're going to listen to." And she goes, "Okay, go ahead, podcast, and let's see what happens." So then I start going on a rant about the hot gardener that I hired and how worried I am about him. Oh, we talked about it on Patreon, but yeah, I hired a hot gardener, and all hell is ensuing.
Yeah, and he's like spreading it around all of his friends. Now all the wives are like swooning over this gardener.
He's coming on Thursday, and I am not looking forward to the hot gardener. Matt.
Well, you said it.
Yo. But anyway, and Jen just is going, "Uh-huh." And I'm like, "Oh, we got somebody. I hear somebody, guys. I would tell
have a listener.
Yeah, we have a listener call. What do you have to say about it?" And then she goes, "Okay, can I get back to my other podcast?" I go, "Yeah." And that was it. But yeah, I got defeated by another podcast on the phone.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was tough. Anyway, but I totally agree with you, Matt. Tonic water. The club soda, we need more of a differentiation.
Yeah, I think tonic water, we have to take the bubbles out. I'm sorry. People already think that you taste weird. Now we're going to prevent you from being into the bar game. You're water. You're not soda.
Yeah. Oh, it's water with gas.
I'll be running for governor of Texas 2023.
Yeah, Matt has some hard stances. I want Braille to be gone.
Letters only.
Down with Braille.
That could actually get you pretty far in Texas, you know?
But yeah, as I said, Europe is water with gas. That's what I said. You want water with gas.
That's right.
That's what they say.
Yes, that is something they say.
Don't let Chris into the bathrooms there, though.
Yeah, nowhere with towels, at least.
Oh, my God. Still, after the break, we're still doing it.
After the break, I did 3 nights of that with my parents on vacation.
So,
kidding me? I've been podcasting on that outside of work time.
But tonic water has about the same calories as just a regular Coke, I'm pretty sure. It's very surprising. I'm like, why? Then drink the Coke, man. Drink the Coke.
Seriously.
Yeah. Let's see here. Dan Churchman did the Lord's work and put up a ringtone of Dawson doing his F yeah drop.
Yeah, he did. Let's see here. It's
fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
I just watched all that.
It took a second. I'm sorry.
That was entertaining.
Oh. Can't we just rag on the guy who walks away from the show?
It's like I lobbed up a pass and to like a 13-foot center. He's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
Gary
is tall. I saw that on the Facebook group.
Yeah.
Guy did it. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Let's see here. Jerome Freppert, he said, "Chris, maybe this person has your shit." And he posted a link to the New York Times of somebody, I think it was New York Times. Somebody got their stuff stolen by a baggage handler at the airport.
Yeah, there was an AirTag that led it back to a baggage handler's house.
Yeah, like a 19-year-old kid's house who stole a bunch of stuff. And I should have had the AirTag. I mean, on my cash, though.
No, your cash should just not be in your bag. That's what
we're all right, let's move on.
Just making sure.
That was a mistake. Let's see here. Jim Blake says, "Tomorrow my two boys, they're ages 16 and 14, they start a new school year at 3 different high schools and 1 college." Huh. Let me do the math on that.
Yeah. Tomorrow there are two boys.
Tomorrow my two boys start a new school year at 3 different high schools and 1 college. How do we unpack this before I read the rest of that? Okay, when I went to high school, I did take a college course at like a program. So I technically went to high school and a college.
a club.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
All right. Well, let's move on. Anyway, it says, meanwhile, new dads are trying to work out when to start the pull my finger gag while his kids are going to high school and college. So enjoy the simple times. Parenting gets crazy in a hurry. So
yeah, it's not simple.
Not at all.
It is not simple. I don't know. You must have a weird memory, sir.
Yeah. That's yeah, I saw a video of Gary Jr. There's like a montage that was posted of him like running from school, and like your wife did this really cool thing where she recorded him like every day and then made a montage of it. And mm-hmm. at my friend's birthday, my friend, their 3-year-old daughter, no, sorry, 4-year-old daughter, they just turned 4, had a birthday, and they have a thing where they like taking a picture for every year, and they're going to do it until she's 18 in front of like a sign of like the number and a bunch of pictures on the sign. It's really cool. And yes, I love all these things where like, okay, we're just gonna commit to this bit for a long time because it's gonna pay off at the end. You just gotta remember to do it every year and do it, and like kind of like when you take a picture of yourself every day or something and do that fast.
Yeah, we do the birthday one too, and he made a shitty face in one of them, and it became my favorite picture of him. And it's been my computer background ever since. He's blowing bubble gun with a big T-Rex next to him, and he's glaring, doing my face.
Yeah,
basically.
I love that. I love that stuff because we have phones now. We can take pictures of whatever we want. Not whatever we want, Gary goes. I mean, but whatever.
Yeah, no.
Often as we want. There you go.
The ones, too, where like people, especially like teenagers, will take a picture of their face every single day, and you get to like slowly like watch them age, you know, in the exact same position.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that stuff. Let's see here. Matthew Catalan. We've kind of discussed this, but I mean, it changes because the times change, right? What type of wallet does everyone use and why? Just got mine stolen and I'm looking to replace it. Not sure if I should just go with a nice, super nice slim leather one like a Bellroy Hide and Seek or a more techie modern one like a Ridge wallet. I get the Ridge wallet Instagram ads a lot.
Yeah.
Mainly looking for something to hold ID, card, some cash, a smart GPS tracker card. Bonus points if it has RFID blocking. Also, should note I'm a front pocket wallet guy. On advisement from my chiropractor, open to hearing any suggestions for things that are great. Yeah, first off, I am also a front pocket wallet guy when I had the wallet, but I've moved on to the combination of the wallet and phone case.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked back.
Neither have I. I don't think that would work for his
purposes.
Now you
can lose everything all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it would work for his purposes because he specifically said cash and a GPS card. And I don't know. You can only really fit 3 cards in the phone wallet thing, at least the one that I have, the Apple one.
Oh, mine's not Apple. I could fit 4. And you know, you probably put a tracker card in the like in the case.
But
part,
as far
maybe?
As the cash, what do you do then? You have to
I could fold some cash in there too.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but, I mean, they have some, but really, though, I mean, cash, like
I don't really when I only carry cash when I think I'm going to need it. Like,
that's
a specific
right.
like place. I have cash like
strip club.
In like my, where? Yeah.
No, like if I'm going to like a some sort of an outdoor like farmer's
strip
market
club?
Type of thing. Matt, it's very different from when we were in Hollywood together. It's a whole different life for me. No, if I'm going to recently, the city that I live in did like a taste of the city, and all of the vendors like came out, and you could go up and buy a slice of pizza or buy a beer or whatever. They don't always, especially you know when there's giant masses of people, like they don't always take credit cards because it's just too slow.
Yeah.
So places like that or ball game, you know, if I know I'm going to go to a baseball game, it's just easier to have the cash.
What is the taste of Brea?
It was Placentia, actually. Thanks. It was all the different
was it
restaurants.
Really called the Taste of Placentia?
Yeah.
Did the they need some better marketing. Yeah.
Do they know what they're saying?
I agree with Matt. I'm sorry.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Matt, you still have your big fat phone book wallet?
Fuck yeah, dude. You kidding me?
It's George Costanza wallet.
Yeah.
I have to go through it, though, because I realize that I have a lot of my California cards. Like, I saw, like, my L.A. Metro card, which I don't even know why I had that in L.A., but I definitely don't need it here in Austin. So it'll get thinned out pretty significantly, but yeah, I still have it.
You had the L.A. Metro card because approximately 6 or 7 years ago, it was actually a safe way to travel around the city. I had one, too.
Ah. And all your punch cards are in there too that you probably don't need anymore.
Well, I don't know. He may come back for that car wash.
That's true.
Yeah. So hold on.
I will never forget when fucking Ryan lost my car wash card. I told him to
Wait, what happened?
Well, here's the thing. The car wash that we would go to at work, sometimes I had a punch card, and sometimes I would use it for my card. Sometimes if Gary and I were together at the car wash together, he would kind of slip me my own card back, and I would get a second punch.
Oh.
And sometimes, scandalous. A lot of times, when Adam needed to get his car washed, I would give my punch card. I can say this now. I don't work for this company anymore, right?
Yeah.
Here he goes.
You can say it even if you fucking yeah. did. Who cares? You're not Danny Ocean over there, bro. You're getting fucking punches on the car wash card. Calm down.
Well, you see, the 10th punch, you get a free one. I don't know if people understand that part, okay? He's embezzling.
Danny Ocean.
Anyway, I gave Ryan my punch card when he went to go get Adam's car washed, which took all of about 45 minutes, and he came back and he was like, bro, I lost your punch card. And I was like, there were 9 punches on that goddamn thing.
You owe me $20. That's what just happened.
Oh, it's devastating. Like, I was due for a free one, and then the next time I went to get my car washed, I paid for it, and I was like, fucking Ryan, man.
Now, it did make us feel a little bit better when about 2 weeks later, he lost all keys that he had possession of on a bike ride home or some shit. He hit a pothole and lost his whole key ring, and it was like, okay, so you're not just – this is just something you do.
Yeah. It's always something. But it's always that's really something. Funny.
That's great.
And then, Ken, what's your wallet situation these days?
Pretty generic. Just 2-fold wallet. It's two-fold? Really nothing. Yeah, Velcro? Nothing special. No, not Velcro.
No Velcro.
Before I did the phone wallet, I had like basically the little card holder that has a little slit in the middle that you can fit cash in.
Oh, yeah.
But it was RFID for sure, so that's a good thing.
What does RFID do?
It's, you know how a lot of those cards are tapped now?
Yeah.
The theory is that a sophisticated someone could come up and put a device up against your jeans, for instance, if you were at a bar, and they would be able to scan and steal all the information of your credit card, and then they would be able to use it maliciously if it's not RFID protected.
Yeah. How does that, like, is still a big thing, a big deal?
Why not have it is kind of the way I look at it. I don't know. I mean, I feel like if that was a big thing, we would all know somebody who that had happened to. And I've certainly – I don't think one of us can say that.
Yeah. I haven't. I mean, and like – I don't know. I think the fraud stuff's gotten so good now because when I went – I went to Italy a few months ago, like a couple months ago. Honeymoon
really?
Thing. Yeah, it's a honeymoon thing.
You have not brought that up.
What did the museums smell like?
Well, you have to tune in to Shea Italy to the next edition to find out. But the so I called ahead to let them know, like let the bank and the car company's like, hey, I'm going to Italy, and I just want to let you know in case you see any charges out there. It's really me. And they're just like, why are you calling us? This hasn't been a thing in a while. You don't have to do this anymore. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, this isn't a thing anymore. We're good.
I feel like now there may be a button in the app you can hit if like you're doing something like that.
Yeah. Well, the cards that I have, if something gets charged, if I'm traveling and I charge something and it thinks it's not me, it'll decline the card. And then it'll just tell me, hey, is this you?
It'll
and
text
I have
you.
To like click yes. And then
and then it'll say, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go
and
try it
again.
Yeah, and I just get the card back again. Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like, yeah, so that's kind of, I guess, where it's at now. So I think it's gotten pretty good. But yeah, might as well have the RFID if not.
Why not, right?
Everyone should just have it, I guess, if they want to. Let's see here. Let's do a couple more comments before we move on.
We got a heart out here in about 7 minutes. Kaylin's girlfriend sent.
You know. We also have plugs too. So why don't I wrap it here?
All right,
and then because we have a thing about our plugs. So
yeah, those are comments. Thank you.
Those are comments. Thanks. We will play an outro in the Patreon shows. So on last week's Patreon, we did a last minute schedule change. It was kind of
we did it. Yeah, and I was on vacation for the 4 days leading up to it, so I was purposely trying to ignore emails and stuff and not be on my computer.
Good. And as you should, as you rightfully should have been. So What we do on Patreon shows is certain people are part of the plug tier. So there are different tiers if you join our Patreon. And if they're on the plug tier, we forego our own personal plugs and read the plugs that were given us by these people on the tier. But since we didn't do it last show, we're going to do it on this show.
Right. So the reason being is that usually I will send them all a message and say, hey, you've got a day or two to get in what you want us to use as your plug. And I completely forgot to send that email. So this is us advertising our Patreon and making good on my mistake.
Yeah, and we got some good plugs ahead, so here we go.
And you two both have plugs, if you do not already know that. I'm just giving you a fair warning.
All right, so I'll kick this one off. So Johnny Shine, he wrote a plug. He goes, woof, woof, y'all. I think we can all agree that dark weeks are no fun for fans because we have a lack of content. If you need to ease your sorrows, pop on over to facebook.com/vacationswithjustine and book a vacation. That's J-U-S-T-I-N-E. By the way, I looked at those other sites for watches and traveling. They're fine. They'll get the job done, but it's not in the family. Here in the Bobo Army, we like to do it Southern style and keep it in the family. You definitely want to go to Axe Head Watch and Vacations with Justine for your timepiece and travel needs.
That plug got a little dark.
And that was Johnny Sean. But anyway, Vacations with Justine.
Vacations with Justine.
Let's see here. Daniel Wheatley. He says, never mind that Hell's Angels replug. This is the intended plug. He wrote, that was a parenthetical. I probably shouldn't have read that.
Well, he shouldn't have, but that's okay.
All right. Good afternoon or evening, married men and Kaylin. This week's dark plug is for Sin City Outdoors, a tremendous father and son's channel experiencing the outdoors in a safe, responsible, and respectful way, and all the while documenting the depletion of Lake Mead. Check out their YouTube channel, and it's youtube.com/C/SinCityOutdoors. Hit that subscribe button if you dig it, and let them hear y'all woof woof in the comments. Woo! Oh, yeah, so make sure to leave that in the comments, too.
You forgot part.
To all of you out there, wherever you are, remember, the light at the end of the tunnel may be you. Good night. Daniel Xerxes Wheatley. So there you go. Thanks, Daniel, for that plug. Appreciate it. And yeah, check out that YouTube channel. All right, Gary, what do you got?
Peter Morrow says, hey, fellow Bobos, find a mountain, hike up it, and enjoy the views. Whether you are doing a trail race or just for fun, get out and enjoy. While you're at it, do the right thing and subscribe to Patreon if you can, and enjoy the backlog of Patreon episodes. Movie tier gives you access to a great commentary track for a variety of movies. Plug tier gets you the ability to do the nonsense every now and then. Mallo Money tier gives you access to unrecorded Mallo Money meetups. Wow, yeah. That's a heck of a plug.
Thank
I love
you.
That.
Yeah, thanks
so
for that plug.
Much,
and
Peter
Morrow. And our last movie night was really fun. It was Bloodsport.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't Bloodsport. No, it was Double
Team. Wish it was.
It was Double Team.
The other the next great one is Jean-Claude Van Damme movie.
Bloodsport is just what you were watching in the office about 2 weeks later.
I was watching them by myself. But Double Team. And if you listen to the commentary, it's a lot of fun. And you can find out which one of us, which of the boys have seen Double Team before. All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Much better. Much better.
Thank you for improving on that. Chris Cottle also says, my plug, I have plugged cover songs and albums in the past. This week, while we wait for the Loxy album to drop, check out Chris Loxamana, Sam Cooke, Nothing Can Change This Love. Sent from my iPhone.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thanks, Chris. That's one of my favorite songs. I freaking love that song.
It's a great song.
All right. Kaylin, what do you got?
All right, mine is from Meatball 150.
Wait, let me. I like Sam Cooke's version. I don't want to say like I liked me playing that song.
I think we all understood.
Okay, cool.
I got it.
You good?
I just think I need to be clear. All right, go ahead.
All right, Meatball 150 writes, this week I want to plug first aid kits and the skills required to employ them. Get some first aid kits and spread them about in your bathroom, in your car trunk, in hiking backpacks, in your workshop, boo-boo kits in the house, more extensive items like tourniquets or quick clot around power tools where injuries could be more severe. But having the items is only half the battle. You have to know how to use them. Everyone knows how to put on a Band-Aid, but how many people can apply a tourniquet quickly to one arm using only the other arm? Or when to pack a wound versus bandage a wound?
I can't.
Meatball, stay safe out there, 150.
Good call. That is a real life pro tip right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have fit nicely on tomorrow's Adam Carolla show as well.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, do yourself a favor. All right, Matt, what do you got?
I got one here from Mike Saliba. It says, this plug is for Bobo Boy Army, owned and operated, axeheadwatch.com. You can get a wooden wristwatch there for 25% off when you use promo code WOOF. And I don't need to make a joke plug about it, because if you aren't on the Patreon show, you haven't already heard it 100 times. Well, that's very true. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your support over the years.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And yeah, Axe Head Watch. They're really nice. They look really good on Dawson's wrist. All right.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
He is pumped. But anyway, thanks again to everybody for subscribing to Patreon and leaving those comments and those plugs. That was really cool.
Yeah, we'll be back with another Patreon day after tomorrow.
I love it. All right. Well, anyway. Oh, and can we tease a Patreon story next time Kalen's on?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can do it. Yeah, go ahead, Kalen.
Well, I got a story for the next Patreon.
Wow. See? That is a tease. All right. There you go. That's Water Cooler, everybody. Thanks for listening. We love you. Goodbye.